Entertainmentnews.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Entertainment News segment of your favorite program. Alec Baldwin leads us off. Alec Baldwin is, well, he's well known for being calm and relaxed and dealing with people in a loving and equal and in a very considerate manner constantly.
The biggest entertainment news double standard of all time. Paula Deen versus Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
How does that work? Yeah. Someone explain that to me.
Yeah, how does Paula Deen get excoriated for using, supposedly, arguably using the N-word 30 years ago?
No one heard.
And Alec Baldwin calls a guy a...
all kinds of not
said he said he didn't say it.
Yeah, he's lying.
Okay.
You know this how? Just listen to what he says. Okay, first of all, he got in trouble because... he apparently called a paparazzi a word that rhymes with stag, a homophobic slur. All right, that's what it's being called. This weekend, he had three more angry run-ins with paparazzi. I'm going to give him some credit here. I'm going to give him a little bit of leeway. Apparently, he's being mobbed by the paparazzi outside of his apartment
all the time.
And yes, it can be aggravating. Apparently, one of them... pushed or assaulted his wife. And yes, I can understand that. I would go ballistic too. However, this is a never-ending circle. The more he misbehaves, the more the paparazzi is going to attack him.
Yeah.
Because they want the picture.
Yeah.
They want the picture.
Yeah. With that much paparazzi around, there should be some audio of him actually saying it, if he did say it, and he's saying he didn't say it.
He, again, issued a statement on his website saying, "What I did this week as I was trying to protect my family was offensive and unacceptable. Behavior like this undermines hard-fought rights that I vigorously support." Blah, 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 blah.
He did admit to using the first term.
Which was?
One of George Carlin's seven words that I can't say on the radio.
Oh, well, I don't know which one you're talking about. There's seven.
It rhymes with bloodsucker.
Okay.
He admits to using that one.
All right.
it doesn't quite rhyme, but we get
close
the idea.
Yes.
We get the idea now. Thank you. Theater of the mind. He wrote a column for the Huffington Post, which reiterated that he says, "I never used that particular homophobic slur." But then he says, "I'm unclear what word I really used." Bull crap. Come on. Just own up to it. He apologized to everybody that you can think of. However, MSNBC canceled his show.
Didn't cancel it, did they? They suspended it.
Indefinitely. And I think it's because his ratings were in the tank. I think it's because he may be pretty good at when he's got direction and being told what to do.
We'll see how bad it is if Capital One gets rid of him, because he's like the centerpiece of their advertising campaign for the last 5 years.
Well, you know, they're bringing in Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, that's true. They've got him now.
They got him on deck, so we'll see what happens.
Can you imagine Alec Baldwin and Samuel L. Jackson in like a cussing match? That'd be fascinating to watch.
You might learn something.
You'd pay for that? You'd pay pay-per-view?
I'd probably learn something from
that
one.
They would have words that I'd...
Yeah.
I'd never heard that.
I didn't know you could string 13 words together like that without taking a breath. Police showed up at Justin Bieber's house three times on Saturday morning after a neighbor complained that he and his friends were partying a little too loud. Nobody was arrested, even though cops said they smelled weed. The neighbor had filed a report against Justin Bieber for disturbing the peace.
And he's in one of those gated communities. And,
yeah.
You know, like in a big city, if you want to buy, say, a co-op or a condo.
You could say buy weed, you go to Justin's house.
But you have to go in front of the condo board or the co-op board. And a lot of them won't let celebrities in. Like
because
Madonna,
of
when
reason.
She wanted a place in New York, was turned down by condo. We don't want the paparazzi.
Right.
We don't want... The people in this gated community wished they had that sort of thing and wished they'd kept him out.
Let me ask you this. When you were 19 years old, if you would have had the availability of the money and women and everything else that Justin Bieber has, how would you have acted? As stupid as he is.
I would have been more on the side of, without the drugs, but I would have been on the side of the behavior from the Who.
Throwing TVs into the swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. That would have been me.
Yeah.
Driving my car into the pool.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That would have been me.
Sure.
And my neighbors would have hated me. My neighbors absolutely would. I think my neighbors hated me anyway. Thor: The Dark World took the number one spot at the box office again this weekend. It earned another $38.5 million. It is now making $147 million in its second week.
And the tie-in tomorrow night for the TV show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tied into the movie. Mm-hmm. I think that's maybe the first time that's ever happened.
It could be. It's a good move. Very, very good move. Number two is The Best Man Holiday, made $30 million. Last Vegas made $8 million. Free Birds made $8 million. And Bad Grandpa rounds out the top five. Making $70 million. No, $7 million.
Just on the weekend.
Just over the weekend. Lady Gaga is also in the news. We don't talk about her much.
She's been out my lead.
Her album Art Pop is expected to sell 250,000 copies in its first week, which is a fourth of what her last album Born This Way did 2 years ago. Her label, Interscope Records, spent $25 million to promote this album, and because it's doing so badly, they may need to lay off, according to them, 50 employees over the next month. Born This Way sold 1.1 million copies in its first week. 440,000 of those were purchased for just $1 thanks to a two-day deal with Amazon. This album barely cracking $250,000 or 250,000 albums.
So her run at the top may be over. Eminem certainly isn't. He's got like six songs in the top 10 in on the rock playlist and radio and selling zillions of.
Well, and
do we call them records anymore? Do we call them albums? What do we call stuff when it's downloaded off the internet?
Still an album.
Is it an album?
I'm pretty sure it's still an album.
I don't know. No one listens to an entire album anymore.
I do.
You pick and choose the.
Right.
Well, most consumers now pick and choose the one or two hits. They pay the $1.39 or whatever it is.
My thing was I would buy the album if there were three songs off of it that I liked. If there was only two, not worth buying the album.
How would you know if you didn't listen to it?
Well, because they would be cut or you'd hear them from some other sources. If there were three cuts off the album that I liked, they didn't have to be hits. But if I liked it, I would buy the album. Of course, I'd wait till somebody else bought the album.
I'll tell you what, over the years I've noticed, at least for me anyway, that some of the best songs on an album were not the ones that were played on the radio.
I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. All right, here's a new show coming out for Tom. You're really gonna, you've seen Iron Chef, and all these competitions. There's a new one coming out, Tom. I think it's got your name written all over it.
This weekend at the Radisson Hotel, it's Iron Florist. Top floral designers will be faced with putting violets, lilies, chrysanthemums, hydrangeas, and other plants in a vase. That's right, in a vase.
In a vase.
They won't have time to stop and smell the roses. There's just not that much time. They'll only have 2 hours to arrange incredible floral challenges. The long-stemmed Valentine, the Be Happy Bouquet, the It's My Party Basket. And what the f*** are they going to do with the secret ingredient, the daffodil?
It doesn't go with anything.
Iron Florist. The stems and pollen will fly this weekend at the Radisson as florists put flowers in vases. In vases! Or is it vases? Don't miss it.
Unless you have allergies, then you probably shouldn't go.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.